Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's magic, huh? Jay-Z and Lenny Kravitz. And it's a Heavy D production, you bastard. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious, huh? Let's go.
Pose Gitano, hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside at the Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. Two new dudes that love apple pies from McDonald's will soon be the boss of the Big Apple, yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA will make a mistake on the who knew it stays so with a way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They give it and they take it. Life is cruel that way, but even a broken clock is right at least two times a day. You could've turned guns into roses like two times a day. Now it's something you gotta say, two times a day. I got my shades on, waiting for the sun to shine my way. Got my boombox, suntan lotion, waiting for action. They say when you play with skills, good luck will happen. Let's go.
First of all, hello. Welcome to the Tuesday version of Kale's Corner. And, y'all, I'm not feeling that. I programmed that, but I'm not feeling that, Therese.
Okay.
Can I just get a little bit of what I'm feeling, y'all? You know what I mean?
Roll with a brother.
I gotta find it again because I was listening to it while I was waiting for us to come on. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And here you go. Here you go, right here. Y'all, this is how I'm feeling. Something that stresses out, pisses off, make us mad, agitate us, get us in that mood or whatever, right? Well, for me, I'm telling y'all, when I listen to certain go-go music, when I hear certain go-go music, it's like, treats is almost like an out-of-body experience. What I mean by that is the music just takes over, and I forget this bill, I forget that bill, I forget this conversation, that conversation, I just forget everything, you know. And it's like my music is a mini vacation, a needed mini vacation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you know, when that battle break it down and say, here come the, you know what? One more time, y'all. I'm sorry. All right, y'all. That's it. I ain't going to do it no more.
We don't own the rights to none of that music. But go ahead, bro.
Yeah, we don't own the rights to the music. But we own the right to the boogie.
We just love
we
it.
Own the right
we
to
own
the
right to the boogie.
And we own the right to the feeling that you get from King Corner. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We own all those rights. We don't own the right to the music. But get that established. But everything else, that's ours. That's ours.
That's
produced,
ours.
Brought to you, sponsored by all that good stuff. Yeah, that's ours. How y'all doing, man? How y'all doing? I want to open this show and give a heartfelt, loving, appreciative, most faithful, most honorable, most beautiful in my eyes to my lady, happy birthday, Reese. Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday to my queen. To my queen.
Happy
birthday,
girl. Reese.
You know what I mean? And you know what? I'm going to say this. I am so glad. Reese and I are so alike, so similar together, one, that the way things bounce off of us, and I'm going to be good, y'all. I ain't going to cry. I promise y'all. I'm not going to cry. I promise. But just
cry.
The way that things, yeah, I know. But the way that, but I'm going to keep going, though. But the way that things bounce off of us and how we, you know, I thank God for her. That's what I'm going to say. I thank God for her being the woman that she is, understanding me, being the man that I am. I'm not always nice. I'm sometimes mean in both words and action. And, honey, I thank you so much for being you. I love you. All right. Woo. Come on, Trees. Help me. Help me. Help me, Trees. I'm losing.
I got you. Hey, Reese, look. I'm going to tell you that I know 100% that Kel is in love with you, honey. Trust me. You are the Reese Cup to everybody on the show. But he is the only one to get to, you know, cuddle you all up. So we love you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Reese Cup. Happy birthday. We love you. And enjoy your week.
No doubt. Now, also, today is a little sad for me because it's my mother's birthday also. Yes, my mom and my lady shared a birthday. And I'm so thankful to God that the last birthday that we shared with my mom, we did it together. We all went out and ate with my mom and Reese for their birthday. And Yeah. So that's something that I cherish and I'm going to hold on to. So I want to say a happy heavenly birthday to my mom and happy tangible touch it, feel it, baby. Whoa, I'm sorry, Reese. Happy birthday to my Reese cup. You know what I'm saying? I love you, baby. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Mom, I miss you. Happy heavenly birthday to you. I want to also say happy birthday to my brother, Brother Ted. Ted told us his birthday was this weekend. It was Sunday, and bruh had a ball. He had the dinner that he was so wanting and desiring and the good time with his family, friends, and wife that he wanted me to relay that message to you all. His birthday was special as well. Reese, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know, but I got to get on the corner. She said, boy, I knew you about the corner. I'm talking about after the corner. What's up? I'm like,
boom.
Reese, you know, I got work tomorrow. I got work tomorrow.
And as you should, you will be tired tomorrow. Drag
You know, I'm going to leave the rest of that alone.
Everybody on the corner saying happy birthday. Everybody on the corner is screaming happy birthday. It's James. It's Mom. It's Maddie. It's Mike. It's Raina. It's a lot of people on here. I mean, it's a lot. And they saying happy birthday to your mom.
God.
Happy birthday to Reese.
Oh, thank you all so much. And, hey, a lot of people, I love it when you guys are here. and you guys contribute and join in with us. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm always asking Tree, what did the online people say? What did the online people say? Because you guys help make this show, so we want to make sure that your opinion is heard at all times. And my studio guest, well, our studio guest as well, we thank you all for taking the time to come and listen to this crazy little show that we call Hill's Corner. All right? All right. Today, y'all, we're going to – I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Tree, anything you want to say before we get into it?
No, we good.
Sure?
No, you good.
We good.
You good. We chopped it up. We good.
Okay, that's what's up. On this episode, we discussed the NBA before Christmas. Before Christmas. And for those of you that don't know, Christmas is Sunday. So we're going to talk about the power rankings as they be the top 10 teams. We're going to discuss the latest boxing news on Errol Spence and who is he denying to fight. You know what I mean? Who is the next opponent that he's like, man, you crazy. I'm not getting in the ring with them. So we're going to go into that. Lady T will present the winner of this week's 15th Lady T's Pick'em. Man, I'm telling you, we had week 15 already, huh? How?
Yeah.
How? Seemed like preseason just ended. You know what I mean? And we're at week 15 already. We're going to go into the week that was week 15. What stood out to you and what, you know, had your blood boiling? And I know all you know because I'm Facebook friends with just about everybody. So y'all know where I'm going when we get to that segment. All right. You know what I'm talking about? Now, listen, join us on Facebook Live with Lady T and all the online corner crew. I'm going to say that again. All the online corner crew at Tails Corner or live in studio, 563-999-3782. Listen, Tails Corner, man, we're a different kind of sports talk. And I'm tired of saying that to y'all. I want y'all to come and join this experience and know. Tell somebody. Talk to us about somebody. Say, you know what? That damn Lady T and DMV Kale, they some idiots. Yeah, because we is at times. And we good at times. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the Eastern time zone. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what we're talking about. All right, Tree, we're going to take a quick break. But I got to hear my song one more time, man. And I'm going to tell you why real quick. I'm going to tell you, I know I always got a story for everything. My buddy of mine, back in the day, I'd say we was in our 20s, late 20s, 27, 28-ish, like, and this song, You had to see that he was a heavy set gentleman, very heavy set. We used to call him Pillsbury, right? And he used to dance to this song and do like a hyper speed cabbage patch. You had to see it. You know? But yeah, this one's for you, Big Keith. Hey! It comes the NBA. All right. We're going to gonna discuss this before Christmas power ranking. We're gonna start with number 10. We have the Dallas Mavericks with Luka Doncic with that massive. Don't tell me white men can't jump, because Luka Doncic just shut all that up, man. I mean, with a I'm gonna put the team on my back, and we're gonna dunk on all y'all down here in the paint dunk the other night. Yeah. Shout out to Luka on that one. At number 10, at 15 and 15, we have the Sacramento Kings at 16 and 12. At number 9, number 8, the Brooklyn Nets at 19 and 12. Number 7, the Denver Nuggets at 18, 11. The Phoenix Suns are at 18 and 12. We have the New Orleans Pelicans at 18 and 11. The Cleveland Cavaliers at 20 and 11. The Memphis Grizzlies at number 3, 19 and 10. Number 2 is the Milwaukee Bucks, 21 and 8. And number 1, still holding, doing their thing, of the Boston Celtics at 22 and 9. Treece, all those numbers correct, right? We don't need no changes with that. Okay. Listen. We haven't got into the meat of the season as of yet, all right? So let me start by saying this. Congratulations to the Celtics for holding on and doing their thing right now. Right now, because as it stands, the Celtics are still the number one team in the NBA. So we got to give them their props for that. We have to give them their props for that. When I look at around the league, and you know, it's kind of
Did you say the Celtics, what you say their record was?
2 and 9.
Yeah, and the Bucks is 22 and 8. So actually the Bucks are first place in the standings, Eastern Conference.
Oh, the
right
Bucks
now.
Have taken over first place.
Yeah, Bucks is number one right now in the whole NBA right now.
Okay, that's cool. One and two should flip flop. You know what I mean? We should see them flip flopping back and forth. I'll say this: when and if the Celtics fall out of the top five, I'll be concerned then.
Yeah.
I'll be concerned then more or less what the other teams are doing than what the Celtics are not doing. Because y'all know here on Kale's Corner, we're going to be able to dissect exactly what the Celtics are not doing. So we're going to have that information for you, if nothing else. Trust. Let's take a call. Let's go to Darius, number one. Let's start it out with D today.
D,
what's up, D?
He can tell us what's going on.
I got my daughter in the background. She on the phone right now. Y'all could go ahead and call somebody else.
Come here.
No, I want to tell her to say
hello.
I'm on
the game. Oh, my goodness.
Well, why'd you put it on your daughter from the beginning?
She on the phone, though. She literally on the phone.
Oh, okay.
She on the phone, though. She real live. So
hey,
I ain't trying to mess the show up.
Well, Mom.
Say hi, baby.
Aw.
Tell her to come in here while you're talking.
Grandma said, go in the room. Come in the room. Go in the room with Grandma.
No problem.
Let's go to Brother Ted. Happy birthday again, brother. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Hey, thanks. I'm great. I'm not going to complain. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Hope you had an amazing birthday.
Great. You know, this is the birthday household today, so, you know, you know me, bruh. I'm going to pull the stops out once we get off the corner here. But right now, Teresa just let us know, and I didn't know this, But Milwaukee and Boston have switched places. Milwaukee is number one, and Boston is number two. What do you have to say about that, bro?
Well, Milwaukee is getting everybody back in cohesion. They're getting everybody back healthy, you know, from Lopez to Middleton. You know, he's fitting back in, getting back into his role. You know, so that's all they're doing. But I think what's that boy? He got all his brothers. He's hurt right now, though.
Giannis.
They guard. No, they guard.
Holiday.
Holiday. Right. I haven't seen him in the last game, but still. Milwaukee is back, man. If they get everybody back and their pieces back, man, they gonna make some noise. They was just short last year, you know. So Giannis ain't went nowhere. He just needed some help.
But you know what? I saw them playing the Grizzlies the other day. You and I were together, and
right.
I saw some behaviors from Middleton that was sort of out of his character, out of things that he's normally known to do. And it kind of left me thinking, is Middleton trying, and you can answer this, Ted, is Middleton trying to take over that bad boy persona that y'all not going to just do this or that and the other to us role? Is he trying to take that over, do you think?
Well, probably so. Nobody else on that. Probably so. Only person who might do it on that team is Bobby Portis. And, you know, like I said, they got outplayed last year. They didn't show no toughness. You know, Giannis was tired. Giannis get tired because he exerts so much energy while he's in that game. He goes all out, you know, offense and defense. Yeah. And so that tires him out, so he has to come on that bench. He can't play a full game.
I want to make a correction. We were saying that Holiday was hurt and he hasn't been in the games. But he has, because I was like this. That's why I was being so quiet, because I was like, I know I seen him in the games, and he been doing like his last game yesterday. He played in the game yesterday. He played 35 minutes yesterday, 18 points and 11 assists, 4 rebounds. So,
okay,
I mean,
well,
okay.
He came back. But who did they play yesterday?
They played the Pelicans.
Okay, I was talking about the Memphis game. He didn't play in the Memphis game. So, but
played,
I didn't know.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know that
right.
They played
that's
yesterday.
That's the game he missed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just missed that one game.
But,
he just missed that. You know, just missing that one game.
But,
December 15th.
That's cool. Like I say, bottom line, if they had their whole mob with them, you know, and everybody's healthy, they're gonna try to claim their title back. And Boston better watch out because it's. Boston need to get Williams healthy, man. So, and they need to do.
Yeah, sounds like something going on with them.
You know, figure out what they're gonna do with them guards as far as White and the other guard to begin with a B. I don't want to say his name wrong, but Brogdon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Brogdon.
Okay. All right. Let's go to another call. Let's go to my man, Cap. What's happening, Cap?
What's happening, Cap?
Yo, Cap. What up, y'all? What up?
What it do? How you feel about Milwaukee and Boston? What's playing musical tears. You know what I mean? They playing musical tears, you know?
It's early right now. It's early right now. So, you know, ebbs and flow. But once my boys get healthy, we're going to do something because we're on a 4 or 5 game win streak right now. You'll be calling our name next week.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Come on,
and remind me again.
Come on, Cap.
Remind me again.
Philly.
Who are your boys? Okay. Okay.
Philly, Philly, Philly.
I mean, you
and
know,
B,
I just want to know.
B, yeah, and B dropping 50 every three games. You feel me?
Oh, wow. Wow. And you think, I mean, you, do you honestly
that's
believe
that's
Embiid
because
going,
they be
going to carry that? Do you
listen,
honestly
listen,
believe
listen,
that Embiid
listen,
is going to carry that through the season, through the rest of the season? I mean, after
yeah.
the All-Star break, what do you think he's going to put out?
Well, my thing is,
you know?
If you notice, the big games, he's been playing down low. He's been in that paint a lot. We talked about that all. We talked about
true.
That early on, like, he need to get his butt down in that paint. Man, he in that
true.
Paint, man, it's crazy. And now Maxie, you know Maxie's been out the last 3 weeks. Harden was out prior, for like a month prior. So we got to put the pieces together.
And you know what, Cap? You know what, Cap? Real quick, I'm sorry. I have to say this because you all know I have been avid on my my thoughts on Embiid, and I have to say, like Captain said, I have seen him playing in that paint and dominating down there more so than out on that perimeter. Don't get me wrong. He's still taking two, maybe three shots, two or three a half. But who's that? Hey, do me a favor. If y'all going to be talking with somebody else, just mute your phone for me, please. You're live on air. We're trying to keep this where everybody live on air. So if you want to talk to somebody else, just mute your phone for me. Please. Thank you. I have seen him playing more down in that paint on the block. And I got to say, Philly looks like a different team with him playing that way. Philly does look like a now. Once Maxie and Harden all get, you know, incorporated and they start running that thing, we don't know how it's going to look then. I'll hold my speculations and all that until then. But for right now, he looks good down in that paint, man. He looks dominant.
To give credit where it's due, Milwaukee, when Joe Ingles get healthy, brother, watch that magic show there.
Oh yeah.
Watch that magic show there. Him on one wing, Middleton on the other, it's gonna be crazy.
Right. Hey, what do you think about did you see Milwaukee and Memphis play the other night?
No,
It was last week, Thursday, right, Ted? Thursday night? Because we started watching football right after that. But Middleton looked to me as if he's trying to take on that tough guy persona with Milwaukee. Do you think, you know, that's possible? Can he do that? Because Middleton ain't the biggest dude.
Well, you know, Porter's role. That's what Porter's do for them.
Yeah.
He's that tough guy.
But he's coming
he's
off
that Charles
bench.
Oakley. Yeah, but
okay.
still. He plays starters minutes, though.
Right. I can see that.
Right, man.
I can see that. And I like Porter.
Yeah,
I remember Porter's
and any problems go on, he going to take care of it, whether he's on the bench or off the bench. When he get
no
on
doubt.
That floor, it's going down.
Tell him again, lady. Hey, lady, tell him for the people in the back. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Porter's got that.
Yeah.
Porter, you know, he broke his teammate's face in practice. So he Remember he hit Mary.
Ain't nobody talking about that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. He broke his own face.
Well, hey, he must have seen something. I'm just going to say that because ain't nobody just hitting nobody for nothing, okay? Ain't nobody just whooping up. I ain't never got punched in the face for nothing. So.
Right,
yeah.
I'm just saying. I ain't taking up for violence, but I'm just saying.
And let me say this. I hate that. I hate when teammates get to fighting, man, because it depends on who the teammates are. It's feelings after that, man. And it'd be one thing if these dudes handle that and get it out their system, but, you know, that's really not the case all the time. So I really cringe when I see guys fighting and their teammates, man. It just don't seem right to me. All right, let's take another call. We're gonna go back to Darius, man. You ready for us, D?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What say you about this new before Christmas power ranking?
To me, it's accurate. It's an accurate power ranking. He said something about Philly. You talk about Philly next week. If that's the case, we're gonna be talking about Orlando too then, because Orlando been balling also. They've been on a tip.
I think the Orlando lost last night to Atlanta.
Yeah, about 1 point.
About one point.
They've been playing good ball. They have been playing good ball.
They should have won that game. Yeah. They should have won that game.
Yeah. And look, is anybody else like me when it comes down to a situation of a 1 point game, you like, dang, dude, you should have hit that free throw. I remember the free throw you didn't hit. We gave this result, man. You know?
Yeah.
Make that free throw, bro.
Yeah, so, they free.
But that's what's up. We finally got a power ranking that
Darius agreed
with. Oh my goodness. I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth. let's take a call from my man Lou. What's up, Lou?
Okay.
What's
good evening. Merry Christmas, first of all.
Merry Christmas, bro.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
How are you liking this power ranking? We can't say you're Nets anymore because they're in Brooklyn now. So, you know.
Yeah.
But they're doing very well. They've won 10 of the last 11.
Yeah. They're 19 and 12. They're 19 and 12.
Yeah.
Right
and
now,
the Knicks
so.
Have won 7 straight, so that's something to be happy about, too.
Okay.
They beat my Bulls tail the other night. I'm talking about they spanked, but I digress.
Listen.
But go ahead. That's not what we're talking about.
Other than Madison Square Garden, this is a G-rated show, right?
Correct. Well, PG.
So, other than Madison Square Garden, the Knicks can kick, and I'm gonna just leave it at that and break their big toe. But go ahead, Lou.
Yeah. Of course, I'm not a Celtics fan, so you know.
Right.
You know how I feel when they get there, and they're doing incredibly well. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, they fell from number one. Milwaukee has taken their spot at number one.
Yeah. No surprise.
No surprise.
About half the game.
Okay.
I don't know what the
heck
about.
Yeah. As the Bucks, and, you know, of course, you know they've been on top, you know, for the last 5 years or so. And it's still looking like, you know, this team still has, you know, it has still most of its life from the championship year, and they're still hanging around. I mean, unless the freak, you know, leaves, you know, I think they're gonna be the dominant team to be in the NBA East.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, let's bring in my brother from another mother. What's happening, Tank?
Hey, much love and respect. How everybody doing today? What's up, big bro? What's up, Miss
Tang? What up with you, Jack?
Hey, everybody, D-Mob. Hey, look, I got on here, right? I hear y'all talking about the power rankings, but I didn't hear who was in them, to be honest.
Okay. Real quick,
Number 10, the Dallas Mavericks, 15-15. Number 9, Sacramento Kings, 16-12. Number 8, we have the Brooklyn Nets, 19-12. Number 7, the Denver Nuggets, 18-11. Number 6, Phoenix Suns, 8-12. Number 5, New Orleans Pelicans, at 18-11. Number 4, Cleveland Cavaliers, 20-11. Number 5, Memphis Grizzlies, 19-10. Number 2, the Boston Celtics at 22-9. Number 1, the Milwaukee Bucks, 22-8.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That sounds real good, too. Yeah, you can't complain about that. That's what it is.
Can you, y'all, listen up real quick. Have a weird basketball relationship because every time Tang and I talk basketball, it always goes to the Wizards. I'm sorry, y'all. It always goes to Washington, and it always goes to the Wizards. And I have to ask you, Tang, how did you like what you saw from Bradley Beal the other night with him coming back? And go ahead.
Be honest with you, bro. I didn't even know he had came back. I didn't even watch the game because I haven't been watching him, you know, all that's been going on. And if he was hurt, and I'm thinking that if they brought him back, man, they might have brought him back too fast, man. They just going to have to learn how to win without him. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Because bringing him back and not being healthy, it's going to result to the same situation or worse.
Oh my! Now hold on, y'all. I have agreed with Darius. I'm agreeing with Tang. You know, Tree. I got one more. Wait a minute. No. I'm talking basketball.
I said voting. I didn't say rooting. I said voting.
Yeah, but I'm just talking basketball right now. I'm just talking.
Oh, my bad.
For this purpose here, let's see if this guy and I, Uncle Bird, you're on the line. Don't break the trend, bro. Do not break the trend, 57.
What's
come
up, 57?
Well, I told y'all back a while back, Bradley Beal shouldn't come back until January anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead and just tough it out without him, you know, for the time being. You know, go ahead and just see what everybody else got. We get so comfortable.
Yeah.
Teams get so comfortable with playing the same people all the time. You don't see what your bench got. Let's see what your bench got.
Right.
Ain't nobody else doing
nothing.
I done been patient and hung in there with Tang. I ain't seen nothing.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth. I swear to you, 57. That's the first thing I said. I said, that damn Tank told me be patient. That damn Tank is telling me now. Telling ain't what you're seeing right now. It's what's going to happen in the future. And I'm being patient and all that following. Hey, boy.
I didn't think Gaff and Hachimura was gonna be a bust like this, man. They really disappointed me, man.
Gaffer has gotten that money at Hachimura. I don't know what's wrong with dude. He homesick as a mug
or something, man.
Maybe he missed his mama bit.
He missed his mug.
Right.
He missed his bed. He missed his old room. He missed all that, bro.
You know, he want to go back and lay in that twin bed or something, man. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you? You're a grown man now. Come on, bro.
I see. I'm old school. I think part of it is because coaches can't throw nothing around in the locker room no more. These guys make so much money and everything, and you can't go in there and yell and scream and grab the lockers and throw them halfway across the room. They don't care. They don't care. They're still going to get that check.
They're playing mental health. They'll say they have mental health.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they don't get a check for that. So, I mean, whew, Lord. Lord have mercy. You can't win for losing with these millennials.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right about that.
You can't. And speaking of, I got to bring this brother on, cause, and I'm going to let everybody know, I'm looking at this brother's Facebook, because his feed grabs my timeline all the time. He communicates. And 007 has a picture, y'all, where he looks just like Roscoe. He looks just like Roscoe from Martin. No mustache, no beard. Hey, look, hey, I saw the picture. I said, man, where your stash at, boy? He responded to me. Tell him what you said, 007. Tell him what you said.
Hey, yeah, but this the little drummer boy cut.
Yeah.
It's a gift to talk to y'all tonight.
Man.
Yeah, you know, but for real though, I did mess up. Honestly, right? I had to make lemonade out of lemons. I had messed up my, you know, trying to shape it up. I was like, forget this. Let me cut the whole thing off, man. So that's what happened. You know? So I called, and then I played Little Drummer Boy, so I called the Little Drummer Boy cut. There you go.
Okay. You did it yourself?
But yeah.
Right. Just put the tissue down.
Yeah, I did do it myself.
You know. You know you can't do it yourself because you ain't never in your right
place. Yes, I did,
because
I got everything. I'm fresh, bro. Don't even worry about
it. You're supposed to do it,
bro. Yeah, you can't be smoking Marlboros and cutting your hair at the same time.
That's what you do.
I done cut my eyebrows off about 3 times doing that.
Ron. Oh no! I don't mess with my eyes, bro. Nope.
Ron,
that's, I didn't know what I was doing.
So Ron, ask me this: what do you think about the power rankings, Ron? What do you think about the power rankings?
Don't mess with the eyes, bro. Just you mess with the face over the nose. I mean,
Ron, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I mean, man.
What do you think about the power rankings?
Oh, I mean, it's accurate, but the Lakers charging.
Oh, so you want to put the Lakers in here?
Yeah, I mean, I know they're on the outside looking in, but they've been on the Brunner Street lately.
Who you
going to
take out of here? Who would you take off the list? Because the list is the list.
I agree with Eric on the power rankings as of now, currently.
Oh, okay.
But the Lakers is charging.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, because I was going to say, I'm trying to figure out who you taking out of this power rankings and putting these Lakers in.
None of them.
Real quick, what was
but
that? Was
I'm seeing the Lakers charging.
Y'all know AD hurt again. He didn't get hurt his foot again.
Those street clothes. What was Dallas' record again?
Wait a minute. Let me give it to you. But I don't know why he hurt himself.
Oh,
D-Dub, 15 and 16.
And they got the How they got Dallas ranked over Philly?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
That's their power ranking. That don't mean it's right.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. That just don't make no sense. They 500.
Exactly. So I think when they do power rankings, it's more of who they like more to be in. You know, versus
I was
going to
say,
wrote down.
Do it have anything
I'm
to
sorry,
do with this
time.
With who they play? Who they play? I mean, you could go out there and beat up Cardozo for 5 games and be 500,
you know,
or did you beat up Michigan? You know, I'm just trying to draw, you know, who, you know, I think that's when they base it on who, you know, it's like, okay, who did you play during that 10-game period? You know, right. Did you play a top five or did you play the bottom five?
But don't you think? But okay, so I always say when they say that, you know, I don't understand when people like what you just said. Like it go about who you played if they're a power ranking team or not. But I could just play who on the schedule.
That's
you know
true,
what I mean?
But the strength of the it got to be this. You know, you look at the strength of the schedule, the strength of the
right.
teams you're playing at that time. Because you know, I understand what you're saying. Okay, I play
yeah.
who you put on the schedule. But, okay,
right.
while Chicago was playing Miami, Philly, the Brooklyn, and all that, you were playing Sacramento and Charlotte and, you know, the guys that
okay.
are below 500, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I feel you. Okay, I understand that. I understand that. How you feel about that, Cap?
No, they all pay professionals, and it's whoever you got on the schedule. They don't do the schedule. It is what it is. That's why New England won their division so many times. They had the Jets in it, and the, you know, things
that's
like
true.
That. So, hey, you just got to play.
True,
yeah. You know, what's on your schedule?
You got favors on your schedule. That's true. Tang, how you feel, Tang? Okay. Unmute yourself. Come on, Derry.
We was about to say the same thing. Unmute yourself, Tang. Go,
right.
go.
What's the question, Ma?
How do you feel about the power rankings? You already answered it, but I wanted you to, because we had to switch from the Bucks to, we switched the Bucks and the Boston around. So how did you feel about first, it was the Bucks number. I mean, the Boston was number one, and now the Bucks are number one. So
it don't really matter. They both two strong teams. I mean, they all the teams to beat. So I mean, it ain't really too much to say about those two teams.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I heard somebody say about Drew Holiday or something. They got Javon Carter. He been playing the backup point guard with the ball head. He been balling. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got some pieces over there.
Yeah, what's his name again? The one with the ball head. What you say his name was?
Javon Carter.
That's his name, Carter. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, speaking of ball heads, how have you guys so far with the job that Vaughn is doing with the Nets? How you guys on that? Because it seems to me, I mean, we're not hearing anything about Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
We're not hearing anything
mm-hmm.
about Kyrie Irving with the anti-Semitic stuff. And they were actually praising Kyrie for his game-winning three-pointer the other night. So, I mean,
yeah.
Has Vaughn really come in and studied the ship like that? I mean, because I'm not hearing no negative Nets talk.
Mr.
Fonda, you know? I'm not hearing no negative, any negative Nets talk. And it's leaving me like, oh, okay. Well, maybe they were right. Maybe Nash was more of the problem than the help with New Jersey. I mean, with Brooklyn. I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna say he was more of the problem. I'm just gonna say he didn't know how to control the problem. He didn't know how to fix
yeah.
the problem. Let's say that.
Okay.
I think Nash
didn't know how to fix it. Huh? I think Nash was dealt a bad hand. I mean, you had the COVID.
Okay.
Kyrie didn't want to play.
Right.
I mean, Ben Simmons came in and he, like Sis said, he didn't know how to manage all of that. You know, now you got everybody out there. You even got Ben Simmons coming around and contributing to the team. They're beginning to play like what could be
like a
championship team. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
let me tell you, half the problem with Nash was the players didn't feel like he deserved it and earned it. So they really didn't listen.
They
turned a deaf ear. They turned a deaf ear on the coach in a minute and do it their way.
But didn't they choose him?
But how you somebody and then want him out? Like, well, how you do that? They rallied for him to be there.
Yeah.
Well, I guess once they got there, they wasn't feeling him. I'm telling you, I've seen him. It's like a cold blue with the police.
Yeah, but you can't.
I just
think that's like throwing a rock and hiding your hand. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I ain't coming to the age no more.
We see that a lot. We do see that a lot, though, Tree.
That's
we
terrible.
We do see that from these prima donnas, basketball players. They throw boulders and put both hands behind their back and whistle.
Yeah.
So, we see that a lot.
Yeah.
We definitely see that a lot. I mean, to the point where, and I never thought I would see this in the NBA, you got guys calling out their teammates. You know, in the old NBA, and I know, guys, I know we are where we are now, but I'm just saying, in the old NBA, guys didn't call out their teammates because they knew that they were going to need them later on. So don't put nothing wrong or bad in the air with a player that you're going to need. But now it's like, the hell with it. If I got a problem, we're going to talk about it. If I feel like you ain't doing what you need to be doing, I'm saying something. And I don't care how you feel, how you take it, man up. Don't do what I'm complaining about. If it's causing turnovers, don't stop causing turnovers. If you're the big man not getting rebounds, I'm going to call you out on that, you know? And I must say, honestly, being a basketball fan, I kind of like it, y'all. I kind of like it because it's honesty there. It's honesty there. These guys are saying exactly what we're seeing and saying. I'm so sick and tired of sports where people are trying to give the analytical answer and this is this and that is that. Nah, man. Call it for what it is, man. Call it for what it is. And I like that. I like this nuance that these guys are saying, no, it's your fault. We're going to hold you accountable. You know what I'm saying? We're going to say, well, X player had an off night. He didn't give us what we thought we was going to get, but he'll be all right. He'll be right back. You know, I can live with that. I can live with that. You know what I mean? And guess what? That player can live with that as well. That player can live with that. So while I'm kind of, you know, let's see where this is going to carry us, at the same time, I'm happy that it's here. I'm happy that this is what they're doing. I'm happy that the players are holding each other accountable, not just in the locker room, not just on the court, but in total, you know, with everything. And that's cool to me. That's cool to me. I guess that's why a Kyrie Irving would say we don't need the coach. You know what I mean? We can do it without him. We don't need no coach, you know? But you see now with the job that Vaughn is doing, not only did they need a coach, but they have someone that really, truly steadied that ship, put those guys together and in the right place. So I applaud the job that he's doing. I applaud the job that he's doing. And I wish the man much more success, except for when they playing the Wizards. But, you know, That's me. If they can keep it real, I can too, Tree. Right? That's our basketball conversation. 563-999-3782. Boxing, Earl Spence. We'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got into that one. I got into that one for real, y'all. You can get with this or you can get with that. All right. Y'all, Errol Spence refuses to fight the 44-year-old Manny Pacquiao. Promoters in his corner are telling him it will be a good fight, but Errol Spence is saying, hell to the nah. I'm not fighting that old man, and I do not blame him. I do not blame him. Pacquiao is chasing a payday, man. He's chasing a payday. And you know, the other day I was bored and didn't have anything to do, so I watched that last Sugar Ray and Tommy Hearns fight. And to see Ray in that light again, his hands were slow, his feet were sluggish, he couldn't get out the way. His whole movement just wasn't Sugar Ray, you know? It just was not Sugar Ray to me. And I'd hate to see that
man.
Impact. Yeah. I'd hate to see that in Pacquiao, man. I really would because I like Pacquiao. I really like him. I like him more than De La Hoya. I like Pacquiao more than De La Hoya. De La Hoya was a pretty boy. He was a boxer slash model to me, and you know, what's funny? Yeah, pretty boy.
I'd go out there and knock his old butt out, get my money. That's what I would do. Get that. He want to step in the ring. He want to step in the ring. And they're
okay.
going to pay me. I'm going out there and knock his butt out.
What if
get
Pacquiao
my money.
Knocked Errol Spence out?
Come on, 57.
Well, hey.
What
hey,
if Pacquiao knocked Errol Spence
that's,
out?
It could happen. Hey, you never know.
That's a chance you got to take.
That's a chance you take. I watched Mike Moore beat up George Foreman for 12 rounds and then walk in front of a right hand and get knocked on his butt.
Yeah.
He get knocked on his butt and lose the title.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know. I just think if I'm Errol Spence, I don't have nothing to gain from this. I don't have nothing to gain.
Money, man.
Yeah, but if I beat him up, I beat up an old man. Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. Let's we got my man Marcus in the house. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Marcus.
What's up, bro?
What's up, Marcus?
I guess you ain't recognize my other number, bro.
Okay, you come to the
you know what? You know what?
I told
y'all
you, man.
Y'all gonna stop hitting me with all these incognito numbers, and I'm supposed to remember them all.
Hey, bro. You literally calling me every day on my trap jump.
Well, your trap jump, I just got your name, the number. Look, I guarantee you, poll everybody on this corner right now with us, they probably only know 3 to 5 numbers on their phone, their actual number. Everything else is by name, bro. So, yeah. When you pop up, Marcus, 1401, pop up every time on everything.
Oh, man.
And I say,
all right, well,
that's my man.
Oh, Lord. Well, listen,
I know everybody's
man,
number
I understand,
one.
Man. I got baby mamas. I got to have more than one number, bro.
I only got baby mamas. I can't.
Lord,
you
stupid.
Lord,
you're
stupid.
Right
oh,
man. You
said I got baby mama. But what do you think about what do you think about Errol Spence denying to fight or refusing to fight Pacquiao?
Well, I gotta tell you, man, I ain't never been crazy about Errol Spence and his personality as a whole. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm
going to explain it in a second, but I do want to tell you, there's some BS for real, because it's always been a torch passing since the beginning of boxing. Since the beginning of boxing, it's always been a torch passing, and you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to do that. And I'm going to tell you like this. The reason why he don't want to take the fight, because he going to take some hits. Manny Pacquiao is still fast. He going, that 44-year-old dude going to dig in that behind. He going to get him in that pursuit. We talking about Pac-Man though. You don't sleep on Pac-Man. It's Pac-Man.
No, I don't sleep on him. I know he'll eat you up real quick.
And see, and what it is Pac-Man got angles. He was the king of angles before any of these bammers was doing angles. And when you start talking about, it's a lot of feedback. I wonder if that's me. Here's where I'm at. Hold on, let me see. Okay.
Yeah, it's just hearing the stuff you talking coming back to you and where it sounds. That's all.
Hey, listen, 50 Cent. I don't mess with you in your face.
I ain't messing with you. I'm just telling you, man. That's all.
But look,
you hear.
But look,
I know you the chief.
I'm trying to tell you, when it comes to Manny Pacquiao, he is an animal. And I would Earl Spence hit hard, but the boy's slow to me. You know, he's slow. He needed to go ahead and take this payday. You know what I'm saying? And prove himself and pass and go ahead and do the torch passing just like every other young dude before him, out of respect for the game and Manny Pacquiao. Period.
How many times does the torch need to be passed to Pacquiao though?
Oh nah, bro. These niggas. Excuse me, bro. They not doing. This is a real.
Y'all know y'all talked to him too long. He held that in for so long.
This is a real torch pass. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is a representation of a real torch pass. You see what I'm saying?
Hey Marcus.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
Can I ask you this though? Did you see when Manny Pacquiao fought Ugas. And you seen when Errol fought Ugas.
Uh-huh.
It's a difference. Earl will beat that man bloody in that ring, man.
But that's what I got. I gotta tell you, styles make fights, and just because me, you and Manny Pacquiao, you can fight Pacquiao and I can fight Pacquiao, right? I could dog Pacquiao. You fight Pacquiao, Pacquiao dog you, and then me and you fight, you beat me. Telling you, styles make fights. It ain't just about every dog got their day too in the ring.
Manny Pacquiao try to walk him down. You cannot walk Errol Spence down. We didn't see this.
Listen,
you ain't walking Errol Spence down.
But that is it's a respect. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's a respect thing, bro. You don't get to say you don't get to turn. You turning the goat down, bro. The goat.
The goat, the old goat, so many times. It ain't worth it. Your goat didn't fall. He failed so many times.
I don't even tell him to came
who?
Back.
Who?
As soon as you hit him in the enchiladas, he done.
Oh, man.
Y'all dudes crazy, man. Y'all dudes crazy.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, Marcus.
I thought he had retired, and then he came back. So...
He literally came back and was winning fights. He wasn't losing.
That wasn't my problem. My problem was if he's had retired, that means he already had put his time in. The torch had already been paid to him already.
But
apparently, he had retired.
But if you pay, if you pay attention to boxing, that has been done several times. People retire, come back out. You talked about Sugar Ray Leonard. He did the exact same thing. before he actually had the torch pass. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This is something that people do to get their money up. If you pay me out of retirement, it's a big thing for a brother to say, I'm coming out of retirement to fight X, Y, and Z. It feels sick. It makes the purse heavy. You don't have a choice when you start talking about fighting one of the best fighters that ever put on the gloves. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I got a question though. Earl Spence, he said no. Earl Spence don't get to do that.
Earl Spence,
but hold on.
He ain't done enough.
Hold on. Let me say this to you. So Earl Spence said no, right? He's saying no. So
right.
What do you think they're gonna now try to pressure him in to doing it, or they just gonna take no for the answer and move on? What you think
he don't get ultimate say so in the matter. Now his promotional team might be allowing him to say no right now, but it all depends on what the Moxie say at the end of the day. It all depends on what the people who actually control the pen and the paper say at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Then I don't get that easy paycheck.
Who is that?
Manny ain't only called out Earl. He also said Bud. He said Earl or Bud Crawford. You will fight either one of them. He ain't only called out Earl.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. And he will get destroyed by Bud. But nevertheless,
he will get destroyed by both of them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Honestly, look like Tommy Hearns.
I don't feel the same way. But that's a true torch passing. Have you seen it when it happened to the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali? Did you see it when it happened to Sugar Ray Robinson? Did you see it when the torch already been passed, man?
No, you know you coming out of retirement to pass a torch. You already done passed the torch, bro.
Because he was winning. You've
been gone for 5 years.
Come on, Marcus.
Look, I know you're an expert in boxing, but that makes no sense, man. You coming out of retirement
right
to pass a torch.
Hey, bro,
you don't have
wrong.
A torch right there.
You're wrong.
Okay,
you're
whatever.
Wrong. He ain't
I know you're going to say that,
years.
But you're wrong. You've been in retirement.
Really,
you ain't got no torch
really
no more.
Torch.
Who got
he
the
ain't,
torch?
He ain't been in retirement for 5 years, bruh. He ain't been in retirement for 5 years. That's what I'm trying
how
to
say. How long has he been retired?
How long has he been in retirement, Marcus?
How long has he been in retirement, Marcus? He ain't retired.
He never retired. I kind of recall that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Marcus, in 57's defense, it feels like Manny retired because it's been a while between his fights. And the last time we saw him, he wasn't the spectacle that he's always been. I get it, and
I watched the fight. I totally understand what y'all mean, how y'all feel about it. But it's strange when I even – like, hearing 57 say this is kind of strange because 57 is an old-school-minded person. And I don't know how far back you was looking at boxing, but, bro, if you could think back to it, this has been done before. Boxing just repeat, like, this whole little cycle has been done before. And what I'm saying is the original statement to what was – the statement that was made was how come this young boy can say he not going to fight Manny Pacquiao.
Mm.
You ain't never been able to do that before. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
This is a new S.
Well, the world changed in the boxing world. Boxing world, as
right,
you see,
right.
It's changed. If they allow him to say no to Manny Pacquiao, I mean, it's
changed. It's
disrespectful.
If we was really – hold on, Marcus. if you since you brought up old school, if we were going old school, he would never be able to step back out in here and say, I want to fight Errol Spence, and they make it a big fight because of the money. Back in old school, you had a ranking, and you moved up according to that ranking.
Hey,
if you lost,
hey,
if you were the number one man and you lost, you moved to the bottom of that ranking.
Hey,
so if you want to talk old school, let's talk
ranking,
old school.
So look, that ranking it still exists today.
If he was old school, he would never be able to come back and fight the top man in boxing.
Hold on, 57. Let him answer. Let him
57.
Answer.
My guy, that still exists to this day, the ranking. But when you are the man, the name, the staple, right, like Manny Pacquiao is. Manny Pacquiao is the name. Let me tell you something.
He is not.
Bro, listen to me, man. You got to listen to me for a second. It's about filling seats. Manny Pacquiao is the name. He has a name. The seats is going to be – it's going to be more Manny Pacquiao fans in the crowd, regardless. I don't care if he's 55. It's going to be more Manny Pacquiao fans in the crowd than it is
But he's the only one in the ring fighting. The fans are not in there fighting.
But that's what I'm talking
right.
about. I'm talking about the money, bro. You,
we already know
the
money going to be there, and that's probably why Errol Spence hasn't said yes yet, because it ain't enough money to go out there and beat that old man up right now.
My frustration in this conversation is the fact that you're trying to make it seem like this hasn't been done before, dog.
No, I didn't. I never said
guys,
that. You're putting words into my mouth. I never said that.
Sugar Ray Robinson, retired.
Every old fighter out there that you love and have seen before, Sugar Ray Robinson, Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard, they all went back out there and got knocked on their butt when they should have stayed out in retirement.
You said they couldn't come back.
I didn't say that, Marcus. I didn't say that. I didn't. No, I didn't.
Let me tell you what you
said. I never said that. I said he was going to get knocked out. I said back in the old day. No,
that
I said back in the old days, you couldn't just jump back in there and take a fight without being in the ranking. That's what I said. You can't put words in my mouth. I might be older than
you,
but I still remember what I say and what I don't say. That is what I said. That's what I said.
You
can't put words in my mouth. You can't put words in my mouth,
man.
And I remember what I said. Yeah, whatever. See, there you go. You can't. Look, first of all, it's going to take, look, if you can't be right.
Betty said, beat his old butt up for the money. That's what Betty said.
Y'all.
She'll be cracking up. She said, beat his old butt up for the money. I know. I'm trying to calm it down.
Great argument. Great argument, fellas. So let's not start taking personal shots at each other.
Yeah,
no, that's not what we're going to do.
That's
so we're going to take a break real quick. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got a round like a double. Spicy like gumbo. Spices on the bumble. Bring some water, kick gasoline candle, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum bump. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go. Hey y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all, man. I love when we everybody stands firmly behind their facts. But I don't like when we get to the point where we calling names, y'all, and putting each other down. Listen, an opinion is just like
just
a rear.
No, it's just that.
It's just like a rear. Everybody has one. and sometimes they stink. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean we got to start calling each other names and putting each other down, y'all. Come on, man. We bigger than that.
We
bigger than
that.
Here on and better than that on the corner. Y'all talking about just for that, y'all get one more.
Go. I ain't never ran from a no, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off, real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you have to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition. Why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth.
Yeah, Bible say, can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Posted up out on these streets. How bad? How bad? Come on, ladies.
I ain't never ran from a person. Because if I did, cut my legs off right now. All right. Let's go, y'all. Let's go. Let's get to the winner, you guys. Let's get to the winner. I'm so excited. Let's get to the winner. God bless you. All right. So we're going to start from the bottom and go all the way to the top like we do. Okay, you guys, let's get it. 8 picks, you guys. We all did pretty good for the most part. We all did pretty good. Give yourself a hand or a pat on the back. We all did pretty good. 8 picks, we're going to start it out with 007 and the birthday girl, Reese. Mm. Yep. Those are the 8 picks. And the 9 picks, you guys, 9 picks are 2 of the strongest men that I know, okay? 2 of them, okay? My hubby, Tang, and my co-host, Kale. Well, the host, Kale. Aw, y'all got 9 picks, aw. But listen, if I haven't called your name, if I haven't called your name yet, you could be the winner. Now, we're going to go ahead with 10 picks, you guys. 10 picks. We went on down 8, 9, 10. We're going to go on down. 10 picks all by himself. We got the Huckleberry. Yep, all by himself. And then we got 11 picks. We all by herself is Ma Betty. And if you still haven't heard the name, you could be the winner. So let's go. 12 picks, you guys. 12 picks. They doing it. Aaron, Cap, and myself. Oh, my gracious. I almost won. But we had somebody to have 13 picks, like somebody else I know, Kale. He had 13 picks, too, back in week, I think, 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. He had 13 picks. Those are the highest picks, y'all. 13 is the highest. So I'm going to have to give this 13 picks to Darius.
Okay.
13 picks, you guys.
D-Mob, congratulations, baby.
D-Mob. Congratulations, Darius, with your 13 picks. Congratulations. You are week 15 winner of Lady T's picks. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations, Mike. Congratulations to everybody. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All
go ahead.
The winners. So far.
Well, not just the winners. Even you guys that didn't win, like Tree say, we see the numbers going up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you guys are almost there. You know what I mean? We just got to, come a little bit funkier. That's all. That's all. Now, go ahead,
Dave.
For sure.
I was about to say, with the winnings, I want to take $10 and do a group fan duel pick. what one thing everybody pick all fan do, and I just place a bet to see if we all could hit on that also.
Oh. Okay, well we'll set that up for Thursday then. We'll set that up for Thursday.
We'll
do that. Yeah, exactly. Very good.
Good job, D.
Congratulations, D.
Yeah.
You up there with me with the most picks. I like that. I like that. That's what's up. Y'all, hey, listen. We got what? 3 more weeks? We got 3 more weeks to go,
y'all.
Man.
3 more weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, man. Let's bring it. These last 3 weeks, y'all. We got
Aaron, this is second time playing. He almost won. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. That week that I won, it was because I stepped out of Kale's heart and fandom and went to what I see as the with true winners and losers. Now it's pretty much anybody's game. You know, no one saw the Jaguars beating the Cowboys. No one. We all picked the Cowboys, and we all were wrong.
I picked the Jaguars.
You know? So, okay.
Yep.
But we know why. We know why you did. We know why you did.
But
007. Yeah.
But if you listen to it, when he picked it, I told him that was a good pick.
Yeah, I remember.
That was a good pick. I'm telling you. I couldn't fix my list to say the other team. That's why.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
I know.
That's right.
All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. We're going to take a quick one, and then, y'all, we're going to take it all the way home talking this week 15. Because I got a mouthful. Y'all talk about
I know, that's right.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends. Once again, choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas.
Hey,
please.
Please come home for Christmas. Once again, if not, then by New Year's Eve. Yeah, I love that. And you know, this is what really, really got to me about this weekend's football. When I brought up the fact that the game was stolen from Washington. You know, I had so many people tell me, well, what about in the Philly game? And you know what I told them, Treat and Corner family? I told them, you must not be paying attention to Kale's Corner. You don't come on Kale's Corner. Because I mentioned that face mask and the fact that the referees didn't call it. And I also mentioned that I know somewhere in this season, the referees not making the call was going to bite us. I knew that. That's how karma works. Now, I didn't
the light deck, though.
I did not expect it
that
as
work.
Blatant. I didn't expect it.
That's
as blatant
so blatant.
As it was. I did not expect it to be as blatant as it was Sunday night. Because, hey, listen, I'm going to tell y'all, that play Sunday night, made me play extra close attention to the Monday night game because I wanted to see what type of pass interferences were called. I wanted to see what type of illegal contact penalties were called. And I swear, I couldn't believe at the egregious play that was a no-call in Washington's game and the petty, barely touching the dude play that were called in the game last night, in the Monday night game. And I'm like, come on, y'all. Come on. I was so, hey, listen, I'm telling y'all, I'm so glad that we did not have a Sunday night special, a Monday special, because I would have been livid. The first person that there, and my baddie, you almost got it, my baddie, but I landed off. But you almost got it, for real. Tell myself, don't be crying. Nah, man, I'm not crying. If anyone watched that game, anyone watched that play, I'm not crying. I'm legitimately beefing with a call that should have been made. With a call that should have been made. And the thing about it, I love my football fans like David Ford, who listens to Kale's Corner, like Frank, who's always on the corner. And these brothers have said, yeah, that was a penalty, man. That was a penalty. I can take that. I can take that. I can accept that. Because I know that these brothers love everything Cowboys. And I know that these brothers know with Washington losing, the Cowboys would have to play again to fight for their position in the playoffs.
Right.
Right. But for them to come out and say, yeah, bro, they cheated y'all, man. They robbed y'all, dog. They robbed y'all.
What, my mom told me that, too.
I want to say the refs made two big bad calls in the game, right? But I just felt like
back to back.
But I feel like Washington don't know how to overcome that. Like when you, something is thrown at you like that, and you know it's a penalty in your head, like you, like they gonna call this, we good, and they don't. It's like they shell shocked from that point on. It's like they shell shocked. They can't get past it. They still talking about it. You still talking about it in the game. 4 or 5 plays in went past. Y'all still talking about it. I'm like, look, get over it, bruh. They not. It's done. Y'all done played 4 plays. Get over it at some point and get mad. And get mad.
Well,
stop these boys and get the ball back. Like that, I was screaming at the TV. So hold on, I was screaming at the TV so loud. Like, what are you? What, and the tank was like, "Let's calm down." I was like, "Listen, if they get mad enough, you know what I'm saying? They can do it. Like they can do it.
Do what? They can do what?
Win.
They put everything.
Win the game.
They put. Listen. Terry McLaurin checked in with the ref. The ref gave him thumbs up. We saw it on camera. The ref gave him thumbs up. And before the play even started, while they were in motion, he reached in through the flag. What the hell did you give me thumbs up for if I'm in an illegal position? And you called the touchdown back.
Maybe he wasn't giving him a thumbs up.
Wait a minute.
Maybe they were miscommunicating. Maybe he was talking to somebody else.
Who
is that?
Maybe who?
Talking to another person.
Maybe who?
I don't know.
Maybe who?
I'm not in his mind. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know why it happened.
And this is not your first football game, Tree. You have seen Debo Samuel. Wait a minute. Let me finish. You have seen Debo Samuel check with referees at that receiver on the end. You have seen Debo Samuels do that time and time again. And the referee's not talking to the corner. He's not talking to the cornerback. He's talking to the offensive player. So to say that he was having a conversation with somebody else, he's double wrong.
I didn't say that.
You just
okay.
said out your mouth, maybe
you got
he
it,
was
bro.
Talking
you got it.
To someone else.
You got it.
You didn't say maybe he was talking to someone else.
I didn't say they was having a conversation. I just said maybe he was looking at the wrong person when he was saying that. I didn't see him giving the thumbs up. I just saw him. They lined it up. I wasn't panicking.
Wow.
The ref at the moment.
You didn't see the replay?
Can I finish?
Go ahead, finish.
I didn't see him when it first happened. That's why I was saying what I was saying. I didn't see the ref giving him the thumbs up or giving whoever the thumbs up. And once he gave him the thumbs up, then he threw the flags. And then I was confused, like everybody else. Like, y'all don't let people finish the whole thought. Y'all just jump in and just assume I'm saying something else. But go ahead, y'all. I digress.
Yeah.
May I say something?
I asked you what was
you saying,
though.
I'm good.
How you know?
Go ahead,
57.
Y'all know how I really don't care for the watch football team at all. But from what I saw yesterday in that game, that was one of the most egregious calls throughout the game I've seen in a long time. And you watch the official point down to the ground, acknowledge him, but at the same time he acknowledged him with one hand, he reaching for the flag with the other. Okay, you call that penalty.
Yeah.
You know, after you call that penalty, still, and I understand what you're saying, sis, but they still fought back to the fourth down, throw it in the end zone, and homeboy got mugged. He got mugged in the end zone, and they did not call it. I was like, I could care less about Washington, but that was wrong. That was a poorly called game. They stole that game. The officials, whether they meant to or not, in my opinion, just my opinion.
It was vague.
In my opinion, they stole that game from them yesterday.
Yep. There you go.
Come on, Tank. What was that thing I heard, Rainbow?
I thought it was too.
Nah, but I think they're not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been Ronnie,
007. I feel as though them referees should not referee
Ronnie.
Another game. Another game. Sit down and is on the couch.
Nay another. You know that's tough.
Another. Okay. He mean every word.
Yeah.
Nay another. I ain't mad at that.
I'd rather the Bama throw the flag and pick it up like they did the week before.
At least
with that, I can say he did his job halfway. You know?
Yeah.
There was no flag at all. No flag at all.
Right.
And for Terry McLaurin, professional that he is, to check with the ref, make sure, and then the referee told him, move up some. He moved up some. That's when the ref gave him thumbs up. That's when the referee gave him thumbs up. And then he threw
you know what else really mad at the team? Y'all only ran that boy Robinson 12 times for 80 yards, I think he got something 80 yards. 12 times, I would have ran him until his legs fell off. I'm talking about because he was getting 10 yards. I would have ran him into his. He said, "Hey sir, my legs feel like noodles now." Oh, but then you can sit down. Yeah, I would have ran until his legs fell off.
I agree.
Y'all ran that man 12 times for 80 some yards. And y'all known for y'all run game, because that's what y'all do. Y'all run it the most, and y'all ran it the less on that day, the less. 12 times y'all ran that ball.
Hey, listen.
So y'all kind of gave it to them too. They stole it, but y'all gave it to them.
No, I think the Giants made them play that way.
You cannot say.
Hey, bro, they getting 10, 15 miles a
crease.
And they shut that run down and made them pass that ball.
He was still moving. They were on his back. He was carrying their team on his back while he was running.
Hey, Tree, do me a favor.
Man, I don't know what day y'all was watching.
Don't say y'all when it comes to the point of not letting people finish their thought, because you do it too, number one.
Fact.
Number two,
fact.
When Washington did run and they scored that touchdown, that's when they called it back because of Terry McLaurin. So they did try to run, and they were successful because the ref on the right said touchdown. I mean, the ref on the left.
Okay.
Said touchdown, the ref on the right threw the flag. Then, once they moved us back, that's when they tried to throw the ball. And when they tried to throw the ball with the quarterback still in the pocket, some molested that receiver, man. He molested that receiver.
What,
I mean, to the point where Chris Collinsworth.
You just grabbing one
I'm not finished, y'all. To the point where Chris Collinsworth, being the agent that he normally is, said, "So what? This is Kale's corner. Kale is talking. Please." Chris Collinsworth, being the hater that he is, said, "Why didn't they throw a flag there? With the quarterback still in the pocket, this guy is murdering this receiver." This is Chris Collinsworth, the man that was calling the game, said this. He said this. So don't say that Washington gave them the game back, because when we ran and got in the end zone, they threw the flag. And then when we tried to throw the ball for the touchdown, they held the flag. So what are you saying that Washington needs to overcome these situations? But Treat, it was the fourth quarter, the last few seconds, and that was fourth down where it was a no call. We turned the ball over. How do you overcome that? Explain that. How?
Hey, look, I think your coach, for some reason, man, he want to bring, I don't know why, man, but he want to bring that boy Wentz back bad, man. Because when y'all was running the ball, and I was watching that whole game, I was cool with the first time that y'all ran Lewis Samuels on that jet sweep. But when he got punished the first time, I ran it the second and third time. That was a bunch of bad play calling, and I think it was, to me, some of them play calls, man. I watched them, man. They didn't set them up to win, man. They want to bring Wentz back, man, bad. That's all I hear him talking about. And I'm like, come on, man. Leave that alone. This man is doing his job. Let him stay out there to the end of the year. They press to bring him back in these next three games, some kind of way. Watch what I tell you. They're going to bring Wentz back.
So what I'm saying
is he is paid $28 million this year, right?
So what?
It don't make a difference. You listen. That's $28 million. That $28 million is gone, bro. He is a no show.
Top it up. They didn't gave.
I don't care about putting them back out there.
I think it's a Dan Snyder effect.
People are so worse ways than that from the Washington facility. So they ain't even hurting for no money. They ain't even worried about that. They want to win. I'm assuming. And if they want to win, they've been that full win stuff out here. That's all I'm going to say. And what I mean by going away from the ball, what I was saying was Robinson, in the first quarter, they ran him three times. What's wrong with running him and running him different ways, just like we use Debo. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was getting 10, 15 yards. He'd catch the ball, he'd get like 10 yards after the catch. Like, who else doing that? Nobody wasn't. Why go away from what's winning? Why go away from it is what I'm saying. Like, one or two bad calls, I mean, back-to-back bad calls, yes, that will impact the game. But it ain't going to cost the game is what I'm keep saying, because if you do the right things in the beginning of the play calling, which is the coaches, if you do the right things in the beginning, you're going to win. You're going to win. Run the ball. That's what y'all known for. That's what y'all should do. You're not known for keeping him in the pocket trying to throw the ball. That's not what he do. He pass the ball or he'll dump it off and they get the yards. That's what y'all do. Y'all run the ball. And what y'all did on Sunday night was throw the ball. Y'all ran the ball 12 times. That was it. That's why y'all lost the game. Not because of no penalty. To me, these are my opinions. You didn't lose the game because of two bad penalty calls. It's 48 minutes in a game. Like, come on.
Oh.
Like, why are we making it like we lost the game because the coach, they gave us two bad calls. Like, no, do your job the whole game and you will win. You'll have a better outcome. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That's cool. But when the karma comes back around and it's San Francisco, that with keep that energy. That's all.
I do.
Keep
all
that.
Can I say this? Their defense caused the Washington football team to have to throw the ball more in the second half. They shut the run down. He wasn't getting anything from scrimmage in the fourth quarter. He wasn't getting any yards from scrimmage in the fourth quarter, and they were behind. He had to throw the ball. That's what they turned him into, and that's what they wanted him to do. So I'm not saying that. I'm not just saying those two plays is the only thing that cost them the game. Throughout the game, every team fail to make plays or make plays that win or lose them the game. But when the game is on the line like that and you don't make a call in the end zone that is clearly a interference call, that does have something, that plays something in the outcome of the game. And they made two calls back-to-back against Washington when they were in the red zone ready to score. That had an outcome on the game, regardless of what happened for the other 46 minutes.
Yeah.
That had an outcome on the game.
I agree. I never said it didn't have an outcome on the game. I never said that.
And possibly caused the Redskins or the Washington football team the game. We have to admit to that. You know, acknowledge that also.
Well, I'm just saying.
Winning the game, we had a 91% chance of making the playoffs.
Right. See, like, come on. Like, y'all playing the Giants. Y'all playing a rival team. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to come to win. That's just it. Come to win. Make plays. Run the ball. And just like when I was listening to Doc Now 80 this morning, like he was saying, he was listening to Chris Collinsworth. I was listening to Doc, and what he was saying was run the ball. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, why we can't do what y'all got?
They did run the ball.
Okay.
They didn't run the ball.
No,
I'm talking about that last series. On that final series, when you say run the ball, they did run the ball. And they were successful. The referee called it back.
Okay, listen. If you can pinpoint when they ran the ball, that means they didn't do it enough. That's what I'm saying. If you can pinpoint exactly,
come on, sis. Really?
My opinion. But James Jones is saying. We should not have been passing on the 8-yard line when the sack fumble happened. That's what James Jones is saying. And then he said, and the kicker better get it
together.
He's
talking about the first quarter. He's talking about the first half.
I'm just reading what he's saying.
Yeah, but he's talking about the first half. We're talking about that crucial fourth quarter, call then no call.
It's four quarters.
And after Washington drove downfield, they called Terry McLaurin when we ran the ball. And Robinson got in the end zone. They ran the ball. When we moved back, they caught two passes. There was all type of illegal contact and pass interference, and they called nothing. That's all I'm saying.
So you stop running the ball because they called it.
You saying Washington needs to overcome. How in the hell do you overcome that? When you're playing not just the team lined up in front of you, but the referees as well. How do you overcome that?
Was you paying the referees to the whole game? I mean, I'm just wondering. Was y'all paying the referees the whole entire game?
Listen. It don't matter whether we were or weren't. At that particular point, we were going in for the tie. We were going in to tie that game. So for real, it didn't matter what happened first, second, third quarter. It didn't.
Oh, okay.
Because we had a chance.
Okay.
We had a chance in the fourth quarter. Let me finish, y'all. We had a chance in the fourth quarter until the referees took it away. That's all I'm saying. And anybody that watched that game saw the same thing. They saw
the whole world.
Except for me. So don't say everybody. Because I watched it, and I don't feel that way. Majority of the people.
Okay. You wouldn't. And that's cool. You're entitled to your opinion. So that's cool.
Yeah, exactly.
No one is saying anything. You're entitled to your opinion, but it's wrong. It's very wrong.
Wow.
No matter what happened.
I ain't never known no opinion to be wrong. Never.
That was one of the worst officiated games I've seen this year. I'm going to say that.
Agree.
I haven't seen a game. And that was a good game. You know, and if you get down to where you plan to tie the game up the last few seconds, that means you played a hell of a game, whoever your opponent was, or however y'all played. You played a hell of a game. So I'm not going to take anything from Washington and say, hey, they didn't run the ball enough, because you put yourself in a position to win, and then a couple of calls, whether you was going to win it or not, but a couple of calls still took the opportunity away from you to win the game. Or, you know, so you lost the game basically on a call that should have happened that didn't happen.
Yep. And I can't help but to wonder if the tables were turned and the Giants were going in to tie it, would they have called that pass in the front? Would they have called it?
Y'all got Dan Snyder working against y'all, man. The whole NFL and everybody don't want it.
Yeah.
James Jones said,
that's my other point.
Too bad. Oh, I'm sorry. James Jones said, two bad calls. From the ref, yes. But the play I called out and the kicker caused us the game.
No, that was because of that holding call, too. That was because the ref backed him up, and he had to kick that extra point from, like, the 43-yard line.
Listen. If that kicker would have made that kick, it would have been 1 point. And the score would have been 13 to 20. The score would have been 13 to 20 if that kicker would have made that kick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how is it that play cost us the game? We lost if the kicker made the kick or not. Because at the end of the game, as 57 just stated, the game was taken away from us at the end of the game.
So that kick doesn't mean a hill of beans.
But it might not have been. It might not have came down to that. Is what he's saying. That well, I'm reading. Man, 48 yards.
That was the beginning of it.
I'm reading.
That was the
y'all talking. He's responding as y'all are talking. So don't think these are my thoughts. I'm reading his thoughts. He's saying, man, 48 yards is not nothing for a kicker.
Yeah. Very rarely does a play in the first quarter cost you the game in the fourth quarter. Very rarely.
Exactly.
I've never seen it happen.
Not very
I can't remember, but I know it's been done.
That was the beginning of the BS, though. That was surely the beginning of the BS.
Somebody,
how you gonna call illegal formation to back them peoples up like that?
Let's take a call. 787, you're on the corner. Who are we speaking with?
This is Kirby. I'm madder than a hunchback at a limbo contest, and we're gonna win. We're gonna take it out on them 49ers Saturday. We're gonna kill them 49ers. We're gonna beat them like a drum. We're gonna take it out because we're not supposed to win that game. We were supposed to win the Giants game and then lose to the 49ers. So since they stole the game from us. And people sitting there looking at it, we just got to take it out on them 49ers. We got to go up there with an attitude that, you know, we're going to have to kick butt. That's it. We're going to have to win the last three games. Seriously, I honestly thought when they changed the name from the Redskins, mm-hmm. We would finally start getting equal treatment and unbiased officiating. But every time we play Morris' team or Jerry Jones' team, it never fails. They come up with some bullshit call, which is outrageous.
Wait a minute.
That's right.
Come on, Kirby.
Every time. Lord have mercy. It's just so unfair. Kale said, you got to play the other team and the officials. Now, it's supposed to get real cold Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Thursday night, Friday night. It's supposed to get super, super cold. So please make sure you have batteries, and just in case the power goes out, that you have some other ways to warm up your house or your apartment or something. You know what I mean?
Get
some candles. You know, a lit candle can warm up a room. You know, take the bite out of it, the chill. Because I mean, you talking about sub-zero temperature coming. You know.
Yeah, we got some of that Colorado weather coming this way.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't do cold. I can't do the cold.
Woo. Right. We definitely agree on that.
Yeah.
Well, I got
David
that Ford NFL
said,
plus, you know. I can go
David
back and watch the game.
David Ford.
And,
he said, you still got
the
time
Giants
to
did a lot
around.
Of track back blocking and holding and everything.
Right. Kirby, let Tree go ahead. Let Tree say what you got to say. What's up, Dave? Go ahead, Tree.
Yeah, David. David said the first quarter can't call. He wrote a lot. The first quarter can't call you the game in the fourth quarter. He said, you have time. We got time to turn it around. He said, if you lose to the 49ers, still can get knocked off with a loss from Dallas. And then James said, we're going to play our starters. Are we going to play our starters? I'm not sure. Yes. We're going to play our starters. I'm quite sure. Yeah. I mean, we already clinched NFC East, so. I'm quite sure we'll play him. I don't know. Debo's not going to be there.
NFC
too.
North. NFC
I mean,
North.
West.
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 I didn't say
yeah,
North.
West. I'm sorry.
We in the West.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but you said the East.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I think that's going to be a good game. I really and truly do.
Skins got to win out, right?
That youngin' Purdy. No, we don't have to win out. We don't have to win out, but we do control our own destiny. But we don't have to win out. But that youngin' Purdy, I like him. I truly do.
Oh, Brock,
And I'm going to compliment him on how he has played thus far. You know, he doesn't look like a rookie. He doesn't look like a rookie at all. I'm talking decision-making. I'm talking timing, accuracy.
Yeah.
Everything you want from a quarterback, this youngin' is given. But the buck stops Saturday.
I know that's right. Come on with it.
The buck stops Saturday.
We're going to have to see, because we're going to talk about some Mr. Irrelevant. He is going to be relevant. He ain't been nothing but relevant. Okay?
Okay. All right. Lady T, go ahead and take us home.
Come on, get. Oh, no last words?
Hold on. We got to give him the last word.
Yeah.
What's up, Rev? I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
Last
word. You in Bama, man. Got me sitting there with my ears sweating and everything, and I had my left hand all the way up, and then I had it halfway up. I just put my left hand down right now. But like a lot of these Commander fans right now, their left hand is down right now. Their right hand even up. I mean, some of them people need to keep their left hand down because their arms stink. They need to put some damn deodorant on. People put their left hand
goodness.
Out of the air. You know damn well their armpits stink. Put some show on the
sweater.
I use women's deodorant. I like the women's deodorant. I don't like smelling like that Old Spice or Old Brute or nothing. With, you know, that speed stick. I put on some Secret baby powder or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
but
my
Secret,
goodness.
Well, speaking of Secret, the secret that the Washington Commanders kept from the people and from Sunday Night Football was run. It's a 50-50 thing. See, man, Kel, we talked about this, right? What's up, 57? How baby? How you doing? Right, but see, I kind of agree with her a little bit. See, we kind of did this to ourselves now. Kel, I know how you feel about the referee situation, and we was unjust and unjustified. Well, that was true. That is true. That was some of the most worst officiating that they did to the Commanders this year. But at the end of the day, though, that one that wasn't one of the greatest football games that Scott Kerner called for that offense, neither. The Giants ran the ball against us. They wasn't passing too much. They just ran, whether it was with Jones, whether it was Barkley, whether they ran with a monkey's ass, they just ran the ball. And they passed it limited. When they found out, the secondary can stop us a little bit, they just kept running it some more. And what Washington started to do, when you put 50 key in a situation where he got to throw those 50-50 balls, it's like, please, Lord, let him catch it, or the Lord going to be busy, and it's going to get picked off. And at the
That's
end
right.
of the day, before I go, when you why in the hell would Scott Turner call a passing play in the end zone when they trying to drive down the field? Why would he call a pass play and put that man in pass protection when they was getting beat early in the game? Early. The boy fumbled because he had him in pass protection. And let me say this. Charles Leno, what he does in the community and with charity, even with the Hall Farmers, guess what? I'm not knocking, right? But what I'm knocking is when you put Charles Leno in pass protection, he gets beat every time. Y'all know who this is. My left hand, I'm going to put my left hand down because I need some deodorant on now. I stink. Red Believe in James Jones, Alabama, too. Love somebody. March with me, TJChampion.org. Believe, baby.
we leave. Come on, Tree.
All right. And with that being said, Red we crazy. Love you guys. We got to express no more how much we love you guys. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner at Kale's Corner on Facebook and Instagram. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday. I love you guys. I love you guys. I can't say it enough. I love you guys. Kale, you have the very last word.
I want to say hey to my grandbaby, Zuri. Pop, love you, girl, your beautiful self. I want to say happy birthday to my lady, my wifey, my best friend, Reggie Cup. You are not till the end, baby girl. I want to say happy heavenly birthday to my mother. And y'all know what I say. If you love them, they should already know it. We'll get up with y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. Be ready to make them pick. Let's get it.
Congratulations,
Darius. Yes.
Well,
congratulations,
Darius.
I was slipping.
my love has gained its fame, yeah. Slipping into darkness, yeah.